This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Palestinian militants have fired hundreds of rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel, while Israel is pressing ahead with a series of airstrikes that have killed 23 Palestinians, including three senior militants and at least 10 civilians. A state-run Egyptian TV station announced Wednesday that Cairo, a frequent mediator between the sides, had brokered a ceasefire. But the fighting only intensified, and neither side showed any sign of backing down. It was the heaviest fighting between the sides in months. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian military unit said on Wednesday it had routed a Russian infantry brigade from frontline territory near Bakhmut, claiming to confirm an account by the head of Russia's Wagner private army that Russian forces had fled. Later in the day, the head of Ukraine's ground forces said Russian units in some parts of Bakhmut had retreated as a result of the counterattacks. Wagner units have led a months-long Russian assault on the eastern city, but Ukrainian forces say the offensive is stalling. Pakistani police arrested supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who took to the streets as the army deployed in several cities on Wednesday after Khan's arrest sparked deadly protests. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Khan's arrest came a day after Pakistan's powerful military rebuked him for repeatedly accusing a senior officer of trying to engineer his assassination, and the former armed forces chief of being behind his removal from power. Khan was ousted in April 2022 in a parliamentary no-confidence vote. He has not slowed his campaign against the ouster, even though he was wounded in a November attack on his convoy. He was leading a protest march to Islamabad calling for snap general elections. The corruption case is one of more than 100 registered against him.